I'm Ryan Muncy, and these are the Better Human Project Takeaways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Takeaways from Better Human Project, episode number 109. And episode 109 is our interview with Hunter McWaters. If this is your first time listening to a Takeaways episode, basically this is the TLDR, too long didn't read for podcasts. I get it. Not everybody has the time to listen to an hour long episode. Maybe your attention span isn't that great. Maybe the guest isn't tickling your fancy. Whatever the reason is, we got you covered. We're going to distill the most valuable lessons and takeaways from every one of our full length interviews and give them to you here in easy to digest, shorter 8 to 10 minute podcast episodes. So let's jump right in. We've got four takeaways for you today from Hunter McWaters. The first one is make spiritual health a priority. Hunter's faith is a big part of his life. It's a big part of what he digs into in his podcast. His podcast is called The Hunter's Quest. It's a great show. He has a lot of great guests. It is about hunting, but he and I talk in this interview, the full-length episode on the Better Human Project, about how he sets himself apart in the hunting space. And one of the things that he mentioned was, you know, he talks to all these, his guests, about, you know, their spiritual formation and what they do to, you know, strengthen their spiritual health, their spiritual well-being. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be Christian. You know, it's, to me, spiritual health is just like physical health, right? So on the physical side, I don't care how you practice movement. I just care that you have a movement practice, something that you do on a regular basis, mountain biking, road running, lifting weights, stand-up paddleboard, Pilates, whatever it is, right? And it's the same thing for spiritual foundations, spiritual health, right? You know, it could be Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism, you know, Hindu. Again, it doesn't matter. It can be agnostic. How you do it matters less than the fact that we do it. We are spiritual beings. So having that spiritual practice where we can get in touch with and nurture that side of our existence is very important. So that's one of the big takeaways from Hunter. Second one is networking and making your dreams a reality. You know, without spoiling the entire interview with Hunter, two years ago, he was a guy that lived in Virginia and really didn't even know anything about Western hunting. And, you know, fast forward to today, not only is he passionate about Western hunting, but he's making a living in the hunting space. And not only that, but he is hunting alongside and filming, talking to, rubbing elbows with the absolute elite of the elite, the highest performers in that specific industry. And so if you think about that, it doesn't have to be hunting. Think about fitness or business or whatever it is. Just imagine going from outside the arena, not even in the game, to a matter of within 2 years working with and calling the highest level of that industry your friends and peers and coworkers. And that only comes from learning how to network, learning how to level up your relationships and your social circles. So we talk a lot about how Hunter has been able to do that. I've got a couple of tips in our takeaway newsletter as well. We'll put a link to that one in the show notes, but you know, just a couple of quick tips. Mastering the outreach, using the third party principle, which is built on the fact that people are more likely to respond well to an introduction to us if it comes from somebody that we both mutually know. Somebody else that they already know, like, and trust comes to them and says, hey, you got to check out this guy, Hunter, as opposed to Hunter making the cold call, right? Yeah, that might take a little bit longer, but it's well worth it. So if you can use the third party principle, do that. Lead with value. One of the other big things in this realm that I think is often overlooked is be a friend, not a fan. You know, Paul Reddick is a guy that has been on our show a couple of times, and Paul worked at the Yogi Berra Museum, and there were a lot of famous Yankees baseball players that were there all the time. And the moment that people walked up to Yogi or someone else and asked for a photo or an autograph, the athlete immediately categorizes that person as a fan. And once you are in that category of fan, it's almost impossible to then get moved back to the category of friend or peer. And so just keep that in mind as you start to network and get around people that, you know, it'd be easy to kind of fanboy or fangirl out around certain people, but treat them like a friend and not a fan. And you'll be surprised at how you can level up your network that way. Takeaway number three, the strong person asks for help. You know, like I said at the top of this one, Hunter, part of his journey is overcoming addiction. And, you know, he gets really in depth and in detail about, you know, some of the substances and some of his behaviors around his addiction. He has been able to overcome it. You know, a big part of that was his faith. A big part of that was his family. Both of those are areas where he had to ask for help. And it reminds me of a lesson that I learned long ago. Again, this one's from Paul. And that is that it takes a strong person to ask for help. A lot of times we associate asking for help with being weak. If we need help, that's a sign of weakness. And the truth is, nothing could be further from the truth. It takes a very strong person to admit that they can't do it alone, that they need help. So remember that. It takes a strong person to admit that they need help. It takes a strong person to ask for help. Those are signs of strength, not signs of weakness. And then the last one is, this is kind of a universal question. You know, Hunter quotes a few passages from the Bible in our interview, and one of them, I can't actually recall it off the top of my head. I don't remember how it went, but it made me think of a line from a Bruce Springsteen song, actually, from The River. And Springsteen was raised Catholic. The religious canon is not far from his mind when he does his writing, and his lyrics are obviously very heavily impacted by his religious upbringing. So it's not a surprise to me that this line is so closely linked to the psalm that Hunter quoted. But basically, the lyric from The River is a dream a lie if it don't come true, or is it something worse? And that's a lyric that I've always loved. And basically, it's a deep, existential, nearly universal question. Am I living up to the person that I'm supposed to be? And I think that's something that drives and gnaws at, eats at every single one of us. And you know, I think it's great to ask those questions of ourselves. I think the people who ignore that little voice inside are the ones that don't end up living up to their potential or live with the regret of not pursuing it. So, you know, go after those dreams, go after those things that you want. And if you feel as though you're not currently doing that, then I have good news for you. Awareness creates choice. You have an awareness of that. So the question now is, what are you going to do with this awareness? Your move. All right. So those are our four takeaways from Hunter's episode. Go in after your dreams. Strong person asks for help. Work on some sort of spiritual foundation or practice, and networking, leveling up that social circle. So if you want to check out the full episode, it is BHP 109 with Hunter McWaters. And thanks a lot for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.